Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Central College President Mark Putnam joins us on today's program to talk about the end of the academic year and what lies ahead this summer for Central College.
Well, Mark, Central College, another year is winding down here as we get into spring, and some exciting news about some summer projects. Before we get to that, you know, what does this time of year really mean to you as you get ready to say farewell to another class and prepare for the summer hibernation, so to speak?
Well, it's remarkable to me, first, to think about this being the completion of my ninth year. And when I've seen the growth and development of the college through these years, there's a lot of rewards in that. And chief among them, I think, for all of us who are on the faculty and staff, is what we see in the lives of students. Central has this really very unique way of enabling students to really become the very best they can become. And so when we watch what happens when they come in as first-year students and see the developmental process unfold, it's incredibly rewarding, and we take a great celebration around commencement. That is actually, so I often call that Christmas for me, because watching students walk through commencement and giving them diplomas is a reminder of why we do this, and it's so incredibly rewarding.
Well, and one of the things, as I've talked to you about over these last several years, this is my fifth year of covering Central College, has been the transformation of the campus. People know about the Kuiper Gymnasium and all the different things over there at the Kuiper facilities. They've seen the new Dousher Auditorium, Maytag Student Center, all these things happening in my time here and your time here. And there's more projects to come. First of all, before we talk about the new one coming up, you know, what has it been like to see this campus really visibly transform to the point where someone who hasn't been on campus in a decade will really notice the changes, probably in your mind, for the better?
Yeah, well, for sure. And, you know, campus is always in progress, right? So you've got different generations of buildings and facilities. So you're always thinking about renewal and replacement. And when you get to a significant horizon of time, Kuiper is a good example of that. That is 50 years of time. In the case of Maytag, it was 25 years for renewal. Dousher, the last time that had been done was 1984. So there's a stewardship responsibility the Board of Trustees carries, and the administration along with them, to make sure that we are renewing facilities for the safety, for infrastructure, for accessibility, for systems, and for efficiencies, but particularly for use for all of the educational purposes we have and related activities, of course, that are part of that. So there is a dimension of stewardship that I think is uppermost in our minds, and we stand shoulder to shoulder, of course, with our donor base, who believes in this campus and what this college is seeking to accomplish, because all the work that we've undertaken has been supported by fundraising. So that's been encouraging to us, to see people who want to have a legacy continue of what it means to educate students in a suitable environment.
Well, and the project we're alluding to, people may notice some of the groundwork already starting at the Peace Mall, one of the signature parts of the central part of the campus.
Yeah, so Peace Mall is essentially 50 years old, right? More than that now. And so as we think about what it meant to close Peace Street in the 1960s. Don Lubbers, who was president in those years, we've talked often about what it was like to do this work, and no one imagined what it would be like to put a water feature the size of the pond, which was originally called a lake in the design for it. But what it did is to create the center for the campus, and that kind of experience for us is a theme we call gathering. It is the place people cross paths. It's where they gather. It's how we come together. And so its symbols are very rich. And that spine that runs to the center of campus has on that axis the chapel and the library. That's hugely symbolic for us, because the chapel speaks to the depth of faith and the commitment of spiritual development and all that's meaningful for students, and also the intellectual development that the library symbolizes, in addition to all the other buildings that surround it. So it's time for us to look at Peace Mall and to give it a refresh, but not just a facelift. We really wanted to think about spaces to gather and presenting meaning, things that were deeply meaningful to the college as we did this.
And this will be a summer project. There's going to be a lot of changes that will be going on, obviously, when, again, the students are away. And by the time people come back in the fall, you hope they notice some very significant changes.
Yeah. So what you'll see is the first three phases of what is six phases overall. And it is essentially the area east of the chapel and coming up toward the pond. But the lower chapel entrance people will be familiar with will be redone, that outer area. An amphitheater around that lower entrance is going to be installed. So it's an outdoor space for classes, for entertainment, for all kinds of activities. And then just above that, probably the feature that is most interesting to us right now is what we call the History Garden. And we're going to be featuring both themes and virtues and values of Central College and important moments in our history by a series of sculptures that are going to be prepared through time, and also by a veterans memorial, which is a signature piece of this project. And people will be able to wander through. It's going to be a beautiful garden space and a place that people can be together, they can sit and contemplate, they can celebrate the history of Central College. So it was sort of taking an area that has been beautiful and remarkably successful for a 50-year period and saying, how do we add value now?
What are the other things that typically happen here on campus when you do say farewell to the students and get ready for that next class?
Yeah, so there's lots of activity, of course, preparing orientation programs for the summer and all the recruiting of students, of course, that happens during those months. But lots of groups coming into the campus, and thousands of people, of course, will come through here in the summer between our sports camps as well as conferences and events that are occurring. We'll again host the statewide choral directors symposium, which is exciting for us. So in one sense, you could look at the college and say, well, it must get kind of quiet. There are actually weeks during the summer where there's not a bed open on campus because there's so many groups here. And that's a great support for Pella economically. It's a great opportunity for us as a college to make maximal use of our facilities and resources as well. So it'll be a very full and active summer.
Once again, that was Central College President Mark Putnam. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.